Amazon workers are looking to unionize. This follows Staten Island Amazon becoming the first Amazon location to unionize this past spring, a victory which Amazon is still trying to overturn. Below industry wages, unsafe work conditions, and scrutiny from upper management are what workers at Montreal's Amazon warehouse continue to face. The Montreal Amazon Workers Union, also known as MAWU, is trying to change this by unionizing at Amazon's Lachine facility. Amazon worker Manuel Tapiel is spearheading the campaign. He has been the coordinator of MAWU dating back to the start of the movement earlier this year. The motivation came after observing the treatment his colleagues received when requesting paid sick leave and for the unfair dismissal. Not only is Tapiel the first person to begin organizing at the Montreal warehouse, but he was also the first to face scrutiny and intimidation from Amazon for his activism.
They're attacking the union inside, they're threatening the workers. Like, if you join the union, like, you're going to lose your benefits. You know, it's like, here in Quebec, they cannot do those things. They are threatening, intimidating people, you know, and I was announcing that publicly, you know, and I got two final writing warnings. They are doing intimidations, even conversations that I have, private conversations in my mother tongue language, that is Spanish, that I had with colleagues in the break room, has been reported as in a very clear sign that they pretend to tell me, be careful, because it's like, we are behind you, it's like we are listening to you.
Intimidation tactics have also taken the form of advertising and in messages. Do I have to sign a union card? It is your fundamental rights not to sign or to say no thank you or I am not interested. This is what a recent mass text message sent to Montreal Amazon workers said. Posters have also begun to pop up around the Amazon location, dissuading people from participating in union activities. It's common to hear management threaten the loss of benefits and spread other information about unions. An added layer of intimidation can be found in the fact that a majority of the Amazon workers are immigrants who rely on the job for a stable income, making Amazon's threats even more impactful. Amazon is still fairly new in Canada, with the opening of the Montreal warehouse 2 years ago in July of 2020. Complaints from organizers include that Amazon has been functioning under the laws of the United States and not of Quebec. While Amazon is not shy about interfering with the union, their efforts directly break Quebec's labor code, which explicitly states that it is illegal for an employer to interfere with one's decision to join a union. Confédération des syndicats nationaux, also known as CSN, has been working closely with MAWU to help with the unionization efforts and to hold Amazon legally accountable for their attempts at disrupting the union.
Obviously, they think they are in the United States of America. They don't understand that they are in Quebec because they are interfering in the organizing drive right now. It's illegal for us. They're breaking our labor codes. They don't have the right to interfere in our organizing campaign. The employees have their rights to want to be part of a union, and they don't have to. They're trying to discourage this.
Even with these illegal intimidation tactics, there has been a movement to unionize Amazon facilities across some of North America. Canada had their first vote to unionize in Edmonton, Alberta, earlier this year. Here, similar forms of intimidation were used, such as employing Amazon ambassadors to spread anti-union information. While the vote did not result in a union in the Alberta facility, Teamsters Local Union 362 of Alberta is continuing their efforts to do so. Quebec has different unionizing laws. Unions do not rely on votes to establish themselves. Instead, the process of unionizing relies on a membership card process. If 50% or more of employees sign the membership card, the organization can officially be recognized as a union. Last fall, community organizer Mustafa Henway conducted an undercover investigation. Henway outlined his treatment from upper management firsthand when he spent 1 month working as an associate at the Amazon Fulfillment Center just outside of Montreal. During the month he spent there, Henway found the warehouse operated on a toxic family dynamic, which pressured employees to meet high quotas dictated by AI or face scrutiny from management. Henway found the emphasis on family created an environment of fear in the warehouse, where workers would blame each other for disruptions to the production line rather than looking at the AI algorithms themselves.
The idea is that we're all relying on each other is that, of course, they're technically all relying on each other, right? I need to pack in order to, you know, I need to pick right so someone can pack right so then someone can stoke. So if I'm slow, everyone else will become slow down the line. So that way you create this sort of this fear, right? It's like you start blaming not management, but you blame your other coworkers, right? So you start, you know, oh, it's this person's fault. He's slow. Now I'm slow. But really, instead of talking about the rates or the quotas.
So what are Mawu's demands? Currently, their wages sit around at $18.25 per hour. This is significantly lower than the $25 to $30 per hour that other warehouse union workers receive. Mawu is also seeking 3 weeks of paid vacation rather than two, as well as more transparency from upper management. The most pressing demand by far is regarding safety. Amazon has one of the highest injury rates in the US and Montreal. A Freedom of Information Act request found that approximately 10% of Amazon workers have faced some kind of injury from the job. While workers are encouraged to file a formal request with Amazon, they are later often penalized for utilizing this service. Even with a valid doctor's note to stay home, some workers will continue to work under the threat of being fired.
To ask for accountability, you know, like if they are calling people that they are being at home because they were injured in their place of work and they have a medical certificate that says that they should be at home, and they're calling them to work under the threat of being fired, that is something they cannot do here. And they did that, you know, and I was asking for accountability for those kind of things.
So why hasn't Amazon been held accountable yet? CSN has sent two lawyers' letters to Amazon regarding their illegal intimidation tactics. The scale of Amazon makes it nearly impossible to compete with. Recently, it was uncovered that Amazon has been undermining its Canadian sales to avoid paying further taxes. They did so by using a complex web of subsidiaries, a corporate strategy to limit taxable profits in Canada. Last month, the Canada Revenue Agency said Canada loses about $23.4 billion a year in uncollected taxes. The CRA did not directly name Amazon as contributing to this, but it is one of the largest multinational corporations operating in the country.
Amazon will be scared because our laws are different. There's going to be there's no election, right? There's simply card check, which is different than other jurisdictions in North America. They just don't know what's going to be coming. And so I think what happens here will be quite interesting, actually, quite important for all Amazon workers.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Let us know what you think in the comments and check out the video version on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook.